And my machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, look how the machabel, right, is machia and that machlokes. From the Gemara, we didn't get a definitive halacha, because even though the Gemara said tiufta, then we had the next one come and says lo shmieli, where lo shmieli means I don't agree with it. There, we. If you learn sugi the Gemara, is they finally found a braisa that said you can't hide behind ke'ain't eiver eiver, but said clearly that's also right. Afilu even eiver eiver is also. That's how the Machaber Paskins also lichos kogufu afilu kol eiver eiver levad afilu b'mayim shuchmu me'erem Shabbos. Im heim bein kli, bein bekarka, afilu lishpo chamayim agufo lishativ oso. Quickly, why would the Mechaba have to say that? That you can't even pour it on top of you. Why would you think you could? Because
this is,
what's the reason for the tekoine?
Lishtatef as opposed to rechitza.
Huh?
Saying lishtatef as opposed to rechitza, that because of the gzerat of balanim.
Because of balanim, you would think it has to do only with mikveh, with the way the balanim run the mechitz. You know, I feel lishtatef also. Right, avamuta lichos poim banu ervagva. Right, oshari vorim kol shein eroches kol gufo. What that means, I don't fully know. Exactly what that means, we'll see in a minute. Does that mean you can leave over one eva, and it's okay, like the Rav wanted to say, right? O shari vorem kol shein eroches kol gufu. How do you read that in the Rama? You understand the point I'm making? Well, the Chur, I can read the Rama is saying he agrees with the Rav, but mainly what kol gufu chutz be'eva echad. It's not called gufo already, right? All right. Next, hanamile bechamei o, avo bechamei treir. Remember, they chamei treir, the populace pushed back. They didn't want to accept the takonas chachamim. Muta lichos afilu kol gufo yachad, right? Ben soch loma betzonen. But by Chamitrelia, Davke Bekarka, Avo Bekli Lo, Dosel Achufi Bechamio. One Bekli O, Lo. Chamitrelia is clearly discernible. It's a natural pool, it's in the earth. Therefore, no, but Chamitrelia, if I take Chamitrelia and I put it into a bathtub, like in Trelia, in the commercial application of Chamitrelia, right? You don't go into Chamitrelia. They pump Chamitrelia into either a pool, a bibakaka, a lufkaka, or into a bathtub. And if you want privacy, the pool, other people are in the pool too. If you want privacy, you can have a room with a bathtub, right? And a sort like a jacuzzi, and there you're all alone. So there, from there, I don't know why this looks different than my bathtub at home, where the water is heated from the boiler. Therefore, it's osel lechufi. No, it doesn't have the clear distinction of chamitrelia. Rabbanon were afraid you're going to chisel down on their takona. Okay, we said chametzvelia, we can't push the chametzvelia, but only when it looks like chametzvelia.
What is it?
I told you, your interest should be in getting comfortable with the psychology of the rabbanon who made the takonis. Usually, the emphasis is mainly what the extent of the takonis.
No.
But what was the motivation behind the takonis? Yes, Omrim. Hod the shori, Agmar says so. The hod the shori, the chamitrelia, dafki kshein hamokom mekora. במקום מקורו אוסם משום דוסר לזהיר ישום מדמות על הזהיר חמין שאיר זה היה באיזה מחוקס how you interpret it, it's a conan did they when I had it as the Zaya of Chamitreya also and when it comes to the Zaya you can't differentiate anymore between Chamitreya and Mayim Shehuchmu Beish right there and therefore Zaya holds now the way the Machaba understands it holds a greater danger of chiseling away at Takonas Chazal.
Li'ichlufe means to chisel away.
Mekoro means?
That we said at the end of the previous one, li'ichlufe means to chisel away.
No, li'ichlufe, I will mix it up with, I will exchange it for, l'chalipin. Oh,
Mekoro means to chisel, though. Mekoro means to chisel.
No, Mekoro means with a roof on top.
Oh.
Why? Roof on top is not Chamitreli already. Remember, Chazal lost the battle on Chamitreli. So they want to minimize what area is exempted from their takon. You see, they made a broad takon. And in order to minimize it, they said, okay, if Chamitreli, then use Chamitreli. If you have the Chamitreli in a house, it means what? You brought the Chamitreli to a pipe. Right, into some closed area, they're not prepared to accept that as chamitreya. It's too easy. Also lachlufi. Then they record the Mishnah. The innovation of the Anshei Tveria, where they had a bright idea, that they could have hot water all Shabbos by putting in a silo on a pipe that runs through the Chamei Tveria. Right? There be Amas Hamayim Shichama. I have a thermal pool. Amas Hamayim is a thermal pool. Shichama means a thermal pool. Also LaHamshach Mitocha Afilu Me'erev Shabbos. Right, silon. He says a pipe shel tzonon upi hasilon yotzei chutz liyamo umeimov nishpochim leuko. Uko shebakaka. Vim himshichu. If they did it that way, asurin afilu hamayim shitnosom me'erev Shabbos bechitzo ubishsiyo. I treat it ki'ilu huchmo b'shabbos. It wasn't huchmo b'shabbos, right? It was merely hatmono me'erev Shabbos. But hatmono b'dovo hamosav hevel. That's the tzushta, that's the connection, right? When I put the cold water pipe through the chamitreya, through the thermal pool, I went ahead, it's all covered, so it's hatmono, and the thermal pool is adding heat, so it's hatmono, but over hamosav hevel. V'mhevi silon shomayim e'erev yom tov, not erev Shabbos, erev yom tov, where you're permitted to cook for food, only, as I explained, for washing up, we didn't allow it, because that dover hashov v'lachol nefesh, and the posik is, ach asher, Yeochel lechol nefesh hu levado yosalechem. So the requirement is to be universal custom, right? Acceptable. And therefore, the Gemara has the example the Gemara gives. I told you was what is mugmo, right? Incense. Right? You want to throw incense on your fireplace on Yom Tov. It's nice smell. That yeah, but that's only for fancy people. It's only for the mefunokim, right? It's not dovo hashov lechol nefesh, therefore we asad mugmo on Shabbos. Hu adin rechitzas kol gufo likewise. And I said that's where the claim that has great merit. The taina is that today, and especially on a 3-day Shabbos Yom Tov, that on the third day it's shtavah shavu l'chol nefesh to take a shower. And since you're allowed to warm the water on Yom Tov, it's for tzorach haguf. It should be called tzorach haguf. Yet, as I said, it's a good taina, but I don't know any reputable posek that accepted that taina. Why? I told you, because there's a legalism here. Right? The legalism is a takone that you have to find out how to sneak away from a takone. And you can't do it. Normally, a takone stays put until you have a bezdin godol mimenu in order to renounce it. And that's not available to us.
Do we have any makor that says that a person can be mechamem maim al yom tov lekol gufo? No, right? Only lepanav v'yedav v'reglav.
We don't. When
on yom tov lechamem the maim al yom tov.
Chitze b'chol gufo. When is also on yom tov too.
So how come we have a large amount
I'm talking about mayim shehuchmu, right, there, b'Shabbos.
Sure. No, but mayim shehuchmu b'yom tov.
Mayim shehuchmu, before the Tekon Lecham, mayim shehuchmu b'yom tov, right, is an isu d'araisa for kol gufo. Not a Tekon Lecham. It violates the requirement of l'chol nefesh.
Okay.
Therefore, it's not l'chol nefesh.
So how are from people today showering during Yom Tov?
They don't.
Some do.
Some do. Oh, it can be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've met.
I know some people who drive on Shabbos.
No, but they hold it. They hold it. It's mutar. They hold it. That it's a.
They hold it zav hashav l'chol nefesh. They must. That will be their defense. I just said, on a 3-day Shabbos Yom Tov, the defense seems to have greater merit, right? Because if the chesaron is measured by universal usage, right, dover hashava l'chol nefesh, the time it could be after 3 days, it becomes more shava l'chol nefesh than every morning. Every morning may not be shava l'chol nefesh, but after 3 days, it becomes shava l'chol nefesh. Right? That's a good taina. How you apply that taina to halacha? I said, you seem to bump into the Shulchan Aruch that says that you can't. And that's so you have to have broad shoulders to modify the Shulchan Aruch, right? If halacha l'maaseh, we're not matter.
I thought I heard someone give a shiur that to be rochetz kol gufo on the first day of Yom Tov would be okay because the water was from Erev Yom Tov. However, the second day of Yom Tov would then be a problem because the water was warmed on the first day of Yom Tov, or on Yom Tov itself.
B'mehevi silon shalmayim me'erev Yom Tov? Right? Then it's treated kechamin shuchmu biyom tov. Vasurim berechitza mutorim b'shtiyah.
Now I understand what we're reading. I'm trying to reconcile with what I see sometimes.
Why are you having trouble reconciling to the fact that there are people who don't follow what the Shulchan Aruch says? I mean, there are such people yet left in this world. I mean, what's important though, a serious evaluation of what you just said, is that we can stretch around kol nefesh, therefore good taina. What's not a good taina is to be an amoretz. Whoever said that the first day is different than the second day is an amoretz. Why? Because on Yom Tov you can cook on Yom Tov. Manoshach. If it's Shabbat, if you call it Shabbat Lachol Nefesh, right? No chilek between before Yom Tov and after Yom Tov.
Right, I didn't understand the whole machloket that they brought up, but it was a
shiur. Only on Shabbos there chilek before and after. On Yom Tov, if it's Shabbat Lachol Nefesh, it's mutar lechatchila. Acher sheyochel lachol nefesh, hu levad yoseh lechem. Don't have to kvetch around. It's mutar because it's mutar. So if you tell me that act is mutar, then there's no chilek first day or second day. Someone who made that distinction, said, oh, first day of the water was heated, but before. That's a distinction for Shabbos, not a distinction for Yom Tov. See, that's important. It's not so bad to violate the Shulchan Aruch. What's worse is to be an Amoritz. Because then you violate everything. I'll think of one thing here for you, 1 minute. Sorry, that's the wrong page. Yeah, turned the wrong direction. Okay, just put the Magen Avraham Dalet. I want to you see it in the text. Why is, what's the iso? You're not cooking on Shabbos. You put in that pipe Erev Shabbos, right? But you got to switch to the other handout, the Hazmona handout, right? Because also, right, the Ave Kemat Mimidavar most of Hevel. Vidavke im Mamshich Bitsonon Derech Silon Hamukov Mikol Tzad. Avol im Himshich Meherem Shabbos Tzonon Tzorchamin Shesavu Yachad Shori. What does he mean? So, here's what I want to rub shot in the Magen Avraham. I'm not looking for hot. I'm looking for poshrin. What I want is, I have the pipe of cold water, right, being heated, and it's open. That hot water is now entering into a pool, right, where the end will be, I'm mixing the hot water of the pipe into the cold pool. I'll end up with comfortable water. But that water is the same hot water but this is not a case of hatmana, the Magen Avraham hurls. Why? Hatmana is where you want to conserve the heat in the thing that you're matmin, the thing that you're wrapped up in blankets. And here, the thing you wrapped up a blanket, you let it run out. So obviously you're not keeping the heat in there. If it's not a case of Atmana. Good time. He says, but he's Medayik from our Rashi. And even that would be, according to Rashi, would be called Hatmana. Because the water that you're keeping hot is being kept hot, even though the end result is not to keep it hot. The end result is to keep it lukewarm, make it lukewarm. All right, let's continue. Dalit. And also, it's almost word for word a quote from the Gemara. Lo yishtatev adam betzonan kol gufo v'yishamen keneged chameduva v'pnev shemafshel mayim sh'olov v'nimtza kilochitz kol gufo b'poshrin. I mean, what kind of chamin? Not very hot water. If you wet your body and you stand near a fireplace, it's unlikely that you'll let the water become yatsoledes. Right? By that time, you'll move away. Consequently, the issur is even beposhrin. To wash kol gufo, even beposhrin is also usur. So there's no eitzer on Shabbos. Here's where the game comes in. It said before, Avo betzonin in ezmuto, right? Vein tzorach lo betzonin in Sif Aleph. You can take a cold shower. So I took a cold shower, and now I'm cold. I want to stand near the fireplace, so the water will warm up. So end up, what kind of water are you? Oh, we'll call that as if you're now showering in the water that's on your body. But clearly, that water never reached a stage of Chil Shabbos even. For water to be higher for boiling water, you have to have it to boil it to Yatzoledes. Then he's higher. That's the chumrah. We went ahead and we treated the water on his body, even though it only warmed up a little bit, we treated that. That's also. Well, tell me, what's the halacha? I want to do just that. I want to take out some chicken soup. I know I can't eat chicken soup on Shabbos. How about putting it, especially if you have a blech, part of the blech, I can hold my hand on that part of the blech. Before I go to shul, I'll take out the chicken soup and put it on that spot. So when I come home, it'll be warm. Hot it won't be. I'll hold my hand on that spot. Right? Mutar also. See, when we get to it, we'll get to it. Vaday also. Right? But I'm sorry, I said that wrong. No, wrong. If I put it out there where it can never get to Yatzoledes, right, it's not also.
Why are you being talking this?
Huh?
Aren't you being talking it in a way?
Not enough of a tikkun to worry about. No moko for that. My question, I want to pose it to get into this union, is where I put it in a place where it is Yatzoledes. But I will hold on to it, right? There, I want to leave it there only until it warms up a little bit. But that'll be Bishul B'Shabbos. But I go, I take cold water, put it on a fire on Shabbos, right? And I take it off before. Well, we compared that to the Ridia Sapas, compare that to the Zoraya, and he picks up the seed. After that, putting it on is a Maisa Bishul, because it's a Mokom that's Efshel. But here's a Mokom that's Efshel. It's a Mokom where it's Efshel to be Yatzoled. You can, it's not possible to think that he's standing near the fireplace in the place that if he stood long enough, it would be Yatzoled. That'll be a Maisa Bishul, and there's no Maisa Bishul. It can only be that. Nevertheless, it's also. That's the big chum over here. Aber mutter l'shtati b'tzon an achash en scham eitz l'esh, of course. Why? Because there's no esh. Ay, the esh, you're not so close to the fire as it ever could reach Yetzirah. It's not humanly, you can't assume that the man is crazy, he can stand so close to a fire where he can get burned from the fire. Nevertheless, it's also. Yesh Omrim, a continuation of that halacha, but we'll pick up a minute, a little better explanation of that. Yesh Omrim, shetzoch lizor, shlo lechamim yodov eitzel le'esh, acha netilas, acha netila, im lo yinagrim tchilas yofer. Wash your hands to eat bread, right? But if you're living in Russia, Poland in the wintertime, and the water has a coating of ice on it, and that's the water you use for Netilas Yadayim, so your hands are cold. After that, you want to go over and warm your hands, make sure your hands are dry because of that halacha. What are you afraid of there? That's part of Yodav Haglav. It's not Yisur Chitzu B'Shabbos. Here's a very important Magen Avraham. Look at Magen Avraham Vav. Let's start off with Hey. On this fellow who took a cold shower, and now he wants to stand near the fireplace. You know, he can't do that, because by warming up next to the fireplace, you're warming the water on you. Right. Ze loshon harambam, desfirali, ein ze rechitza gemura. What is he emphasizing? The language of the Machaber was Haver Kirochets Kogufu Bachamin. But it's not Kirochets, it's Rochets Kogufu Bachamin. What's the Kirochets? Because he says that's not real. That's the Loshna Rambam. Ezer Rechitza Gemura. Lochin Kosov, therefore, if it's Muto Losuch Yodo Bemai Melcham Yenik Negel Heish, Bemokom Shina Yatsa Lettersbo, no objection to it. Lochain Kosav. The Simon Hay, right? Yesh Omrim, Shetzor Lizor, Shalacham Yodam Eitzel Eish, Acha Netila. Yesh Omrim, because before we're not prepared to answer that. Look at that. Lochain Kosav. Avo Bemokom Shein HaYetzel Eitzel Bo Shori. ולי נראה לסביר לראש ליוסו משום רחיצה דחמן שרוכמו בשבס אפילו ליחוז ביודו אוסו אוסו וכן בגמור לפני שמאפשר המים. Therefore, I think that you cannot carry over the Takonas Chachomim in this case. It's a new problem. What's the new problem? It's a good time to mount up home. All the discussions we have in the Gemara concerns water that was really heated Erev Shabbos. But here, when I have a cold shower and I want to stand near the fire, I'm talking about warming something on Shabbos. Don't tie it. It's not to do with the Gzeira Lavlonim. And not to do with the Mechutzos. Therefore, some, you go ahead and you want to warm some, that's the example I gave you, you want to warm something on Shabbos, right, in a place where the fire is a Yad Soledes Bo, the fire is Eitz Soledesh. They once asked the Rambam, who was Matir, right, said, but the Messias is, that's, I gave you an example of the blech. A blech where I can put my hand down, right, and I don't find any excessive heat, that's not a blech that's on the fire. That's a blech that's off the fire. Right, the fact that it's one blech and that part over there is yatzoledes, here is in yatzoledes. There should be no issue to put it down on the blech where in yatzoledes, or on the counter where there's no fire is hainohach. Over here there's no fire. More.
Wait, so what is the?
One second. Let me just get in.
Yeah. No, what was just said.
Period.
Okay.
So what's the concept? If it's not gonna warm up,
then it's not aleish.
To yatzoledes.
Then he's not.
But
if it's aleish, if it has a place like warming, like near the fire, that's the time. Why is that not like my example of the blech? Surely he won't be standing at a spot where
he
could be. Or maybe yes.
We're going to see upcoming.
Maybe you have to learn shot that yes, that spot, if he stood there long enough, he couldn't stand there too long. But the fact that you can stand in a place where there's significant heat because you're cold and you have water on your body, but once the water dries up, the place now becomes an uncomfortable place. And that might be the reason. But the Magen Avraham calls your attention to it, that it's a tremendous chiddush to asa this water on your body there, standing near Eitzel HaMadura, or where you're standing. If you're standing in a place where, no matter how long you stand, it can't be yatzoledes, so it should be perfectly mutter. So you have to modify that. They have to say, no, the place is a place where if you stood long enough, you'd have to move away. It'd be uncomfortable. It would be a place. Which is okay. But yeah. It'd be nice if they said all that, explained it to us. Okay. I think we should go across, since this is a new experience for me over there, too. We've got to set up the computer also. So.